Welcome to Think Like the Enemy, the podcast where we challenge the conventional wisdom and explore alternative viewpoints on the world's most pressing issues. Your host is Frankie Aviles, and every week he'll be joined by a guest commentator to debate the pros and cons of some of the most controversial and consequential policies and actions in history. Even if history is today.
Is today.
From climate change to human rights. From trade wars to cyber attacks. And from democracy to authoritarianism. We'll try to understand the logic, motivations, and implications of the different sides of the argument. Whether you're curious about the complexity and diversity of global politics, or you want to broaden your perspective and critical thinking, this podcast is for you. So tune in and get ready to think like the enemy.
What's up, party people? It's your boy Frankie again with another Think Like the Enemy episode. Today we have a lot of information for you. We have that in Haiti, actual gangs, cannibalist gangs, have taken control over the country. People are being killed in the streets. And I'm going to give you my perception on this issue. We have that in Australia. 50 people got injured on an actual incident on a Boeing plane. The second one this week for Boeing. We also have that something that is completely useless in the context of actual political spectrum, but it is important for the people to know that yesterday some celebrities actually got held up by the actual protesters that were actually in front of the Oscars event. We have on top of that, that an actual citizen journalist, an Eagle Pass, yesterday told illegal immigrants to go back to the country. Why isn't our actual government doing the same? And lastly, but not least, we have that people are calling for Justin Trudeau and his actual administration to be completely transparent when it comes to their funding of some actual Hamas-linked groups through the UN. That is what we have for today's show. So now let's get started. We have that Haiti has collapsed. The president is no longer in the country. The ports are officially closed, and cannibal gangs are besieged or have besieged the National Palace at Port-au-Prince. Viewer discretion is advised. These are some of the actual pictures brought to us by Ian Miles Chung. We see that people, and for those of you who are only listening, people are out in the streets. Basically, everything is torn apart. People are burning tires, taking control over the roads. You don't see one actual police man or woman out in the streets right now. And the issue with Haiti has been one that, since the actual inception of the country, has been one with a lot of troubling issues. More so, we see that lately, they had actual attempts on the president's life by assassins paid for by some entities from outside their government. We have that the Lincoln Foundation, actually, let me come back, the Clinton Foundation, actually was able to provide some money to them after the actual earthquakes that happened. But it is reported that only 2% of the $6 billion that actually got raised for this issue only went to the people. We saw that schools got built. We saw the hospitals got built. We saw that government actual buildings were being reconstructed. But yet again, the people of Haiti are suffering. I don't know how exactly this is happening to the people of Haiti. Because within the actual island of Hispaniola, we can tell that it's a beautiful country. And we can tell that they have a lot of resources around the area. But the poorly managed government is the one that is to blame for these issues When crime goes unchecked, when the people are not taken care of, and when there's no strong foundation when it comes to the actual gubernatorial apparatus, this is what happens. A country goes in disarray. Why? Why would you say? Well, basic, simple, a very, very hardcore notion on why things are happening there. One can go with the argument of religion. One can go with the argument of the actual inception of the country itself. But the most logical actual idea is that the government has failed and its people are just trying to get by right now. It's not the best way to get by. Cannibalism is never encouraged. It is crazy that people are actually going out there and eating other people. There was an actual very disturbing video that I saw where an actual person is eating a piece of meat and you're like, okay, he's eating a piece of meat. And then he pulls another piece of meat and it's an actual human leg. How is this possible in this day and age? I pray for the people of Haiti. I really do. I wish them sincerely that they can get their act together, that somebody goes in and helps them and actually establishes a very well-sound government. And for those of you who are here in the state of Florida, who are Haitians, my heart goes out to you. I hope that you can help your family get out of the country as best as possible, because this is an actual humanitarian crisis. This is why we need an actual secure border. This is why we need an actual immigration policy that works for everybody within the United States. I have a lot of good friends that are Haitians, and my heart goes out to you. I hope God blesses you and your family and that you can get them out of there as soon as possible and that your country goes back to what it once was. On another news, we have the following. For those of you watching at home, you can see there's an actual car being set on fire. And here's the sounds of the people chanting. They're pouring gas on the local plates. Some of them is a little bit of fire, and they actually lit up a gas can. And this is the state of America today. Because unfortunately, we have no control. We see that unfortunately, this is happening all over our country with no actual end in sight. How bad is it going to get for us to put an end to this, for the police to actually go out and put an end to this? There was an actual news that I saw the other day that in Philadelphia, after 3 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock in the morning, there are no police out there. They're not going to answer to no petty theft. They're not going to answer to any disturbance calls. They're not going to answer to anything. Basically, you have anarchy for 4 hours a day. Is this an actual preset for, what was the name of that movie? The one that they did, the one day of the hours. Man, I forgot what was the actual movie title. But that they have the actual, 12 hours that people murder and everything is legal. That's crazy notion, but it's pretty much what's happening in Pennsylvania right now. On top of that, we have that my good friend and colleague, Mr. Joseph Trimmer, actually tells some illegal immigrants.
Ah, no por aquí. Este es el río. Por aquí no es. Por favor, regrese, salgase del país.
Tell them, please, you turn back to your country. You don't need to come through here. Let me see what else he sells.
Por aquí no es, caballero. Regresese. A la entrada está por allá.
It's over there. The entrance is over on the other side.
Esta es una forma ilegal de entrar a este país.
This is an actual illegal form of entering into this country. Please return back.
So we have illegal aliens here at the border attempting to enter the Texas-Mexico border. We've got the National Guard here. We've got the Texas law enforcement. I don't really know what's about to happen here, but we are fully supportive of law enforcement stopping and returning these people across the river. This is not a port of entry. They should not be here.
And those are the expressions of Joseph Trimmer. The actual crazy part for me is that somebody, a private citizen, has to go to Eagle Pass and tell these people to go back to the country. Why isn't our country, our actual law enforcement, doing the same? That is what I want to know. Why is the country and the state of Texas continuing to lie to each and every one of us? And one can argue that in this video, we didn't see them actually letting them in into the country. They have somebody talking to them from the actual government and the actual National Guard. But yet again, how far is this going to go? When are we going to learn the lesson that open borders lead to an actual destroyed country? That's what I want to know. Excuse me. Now let's go abroad. 50 people got injured by a strong movement on a plane traveling from Australia to New Zealand. We understand that this is one of the actual possibilities of travel. We get it. People can get injured. But yet again, it is another Boeing plane, like the one last week that we all saw surfacing through social media, that lost a tire, landed on some cars. Imagine if it would have landed on somebody. How safe are the actual Boeing 747 planes? When is the government going to step in and actually do an audit? I don't know. That would be a nice notion, wouldn't it? Apparently not. We see that in Sydney, at least 50 people were injured Monday by what officials describe as a strong movement on a Chilean plane traveling from Sydney to Auckland, New Zealand. LATAM Airlines said that the statements in a statement that there was a technical event during the flight which caused a strong movement. It did not elaborate on what happened. Where is the actual transparency for air travel? I would like to know that. Wouldn't you? It is supposed to be an international actual system that deals with air travel. Why are they not being more transparent? Was it the actual fault of the airline, or is it the actual manufacturer of said plane? That's what I want to know. What do you think? Remember, like, share, follow, and subscribe. If you're watching this right now, you're probably watching it on YouTube or on X. Give it a share. Give it a like. And remember to always think like the enemy. Now we're going to talk about one piece that I think is very important. And it is that Lawfare Project demands answers from the Trudeau government over funding Hamas-linked UN group. And now we're going to read. UNRWA personnel were directly and indirectly involved in recruiting, training, funding, and supporting terrorism, according to the Post-Millennial. The Lawfare Project LP has demanded that the Trudeau government explains why it funded the United Nations Relief and Work Agency. The LP called this funding irresponsible in a release. The organization knows that the UNRWA personnel were directly and indirectly involved in recruiting, training, funding, and supporting terrorism, including egregiously participating in the October 7 butchering of Jews and the kidnapping and hiding of hostages. The LP, along with its local counsel, David Elmela of RE Law LLP, are formally addressing their concerns to Global Affairs Canada and the Privy Council's office, requesting copies of all documents related to UNRWA funding. And organizations such as Lawfare Project have been sounding the alarms for years on UNRWA's corruption and terror support. This is a very interesting piece of news, because now we're attributing the actual Trudeau government to be funding, potentially, terrorist networks in the world. More so, the Hamas network. Looking at it from the United States perspective and an actual adversarial perspective, it seems that the Trudeau government is completely taking everything out of context. It is completely moving their actual efforts to support people in a way that is not beneficial for their own country as a whole or the actual international community. I don't understand how far-fetched the idea would be that the United States has been doing the same with the actual illegal immigration push that we're currently having in our nation. But we are certainly having a very lawless state. But in an idea, the state of New York has actually shown the American people in a lot of videos that are being taken and shown on social media that the police state is coming. And how far are the American people willing to let this happen? This is a type of things that I talk on my book, Beyond the Border, Envisioning the Adversary's Tactics. Because at the end of the day, these kinds of tactics are politically fueled, but executed by the actual state. And that's when the possibility of having a regime change could happen. That's what I fear for America. That our push, not our push because I'm not part of it, but the push of the actual left is to completely change the narrative in our country in a way that everybody else other than them seems like an actual adversary. I exhort you to continue to read, continue to do your own research, and try to have these types of conversation as best as possible with the people around you. Because nobody can take your actual ideas away from you. Nobody can tell you what to think. Nobody can tell you what to research. But try to do it in a way that it will be, in the end, beneficial for you and your family. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This has been just a quick tidbit, little information, you know, platform, so you know what's happening today in your world. Thank you for watching. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe. And again, if you want to support my efforts beyond the border, envisioning the adversary's tactics, you can get it on Amazon. It's only $8.88. Very affordable price. It's a quick read. It's about 114 pages of something that I wrote, and I hope you enjoy it. Also, if you'd like to actually donate to my efforts to do more analytic base, we're going to say push within my network and my actual page, you can actually help us by donating to GiveSendGo/analytics upgrade. Thank you so much for watching. I appreciate it. God bless you. God bless America. And I will see you in the next one.
That's it for this episode of Think Like the Enemy. We hope you've enjoyed the discussion and gained new insights and perspectives on today's issue. If you did, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform and share this episode with your friends. You can also follow us on social media and send us your feedback, questions, and suggestions for future topics. Thank you for listening. And remember, the best way to understand the world is to think like the enemy. Until next time.